Point. I'm Corey Loon.
I'm Christina Schultz.
I'm Megan Hobart.
And I'm Holly Berkman. Welcome once again to Bear Facts. Happy holidays from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
It's Advent now, the time when we prepare for the coming of Christ. At Garrigan, that's always a time for a lot of different service projects, and this year is no different. The faculty and staff had their annual Christmas party last weekend, and they took up a collection that raised $500 to buy gifts for the residents at the area care centers. Publication students bought and wrapped those gifts, which should be delivered just in time for Christmas.
There's a lot of other service projects, too. Last Wednesday, student council officers went shopping for clothes and toys to make the holidays a happier time for a needy family they adopted from the Kossuth County Care Team's list. Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group is sponsoring two collections. They're taking winter coats for people who need them, and they're also participating in the Toys for Tots program. The collections are going on all through Advent, and the goods will be distributed right before Christmas.
Christian Leadership also holds a variety of prayer services during Advent. Each week, they hold a brief service for the student body where we light the candles on our school Advent wreath. Next Monday, they'll have a more involved service where they explain the origins of a variety of holiday traditions. At the climax of that service, a large number of Garrigan seniors will be commissioned as Eucharistic ministers who will distribute the bread and wine both at school liturgies and at masses in their local parishes.
The Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team continued their winning ways last Saturday, while the math team and the ACTs took away a lot of the top Quiz Bowl talent. That didn't stop a team of three Garrigan freshmen from winning the freshman-sophomore division at the South O'Brien Wolverine Quiz Bowl in Polina. Jake Rosenmeyer, Michael Fockler, and Mike Hillman had a 3-1 record after the preliminary rounds and were only seeded fourth in going into the playoffs. They managed to defeat the top-rated Sioux Central in the semifinals, though they obliterated Unity Christian to take home the championship trophy. This is the second time a young Garrigan team has won the Quiz Bowl tournament this year.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today, with the Bears heading up to Spirit Lake for a tournament that was postponed by the ice storm 2 weeks ago. Ethan Dahlhauser, Shane Coop, Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Ehrman, and Anna Kolash will make up Garrigan's varsity team, while Mark Pepe, Brent Kieski, Jacob Zitrick, Michael Fockler, and Alex Hamilton will be playing in the JV division. There's more Quiz Bowl action after Christmas with January tournament scheduled at North Kossuth and Appleton-Parkersburg.
Rehearsals are well underway for the Golden Bear large group speech team. This year, Garrigan will have varsity and freshman entries in Reader's Theater and Improv, as well as varsity, choral reading, one-act play, musical theater, and mime. Among those participating in speech this year are seniors Amber Brewster, Carrie Courtney, Melanie Myers, Melissa Cruz, Ashley Creeps, Casey Arndorfer, Gina Rasmussen, Becca Kramer, Megan Bover, Michelle Kolash, and Allison Missel, plus juniors Guy Klein, Jenna Richter, Sam Norland, Joe Schaub, Jay Kieski, Rebecca Brosnan, Amy Rasmussen, and Brian Patterson, Holly Berkman, and Alec Buckle.
Sophomores in speech are Cassie Rising, Katrina Even, Taylor Brandenburg, Kelly Klein, Beth Brewster, Brittany Birdie, and Becky Erdman. Rounding out the team are freshmen, Nora Campbell, Bree Blocker, Becky Jennings, Anna Kolash, Raya Coombe, Mike Hellman, Alex Hamilton, and Jake Rosenmeyer. The team is coached by Mary McCall and David Burrow, and they are looking forward to the district speech contest on January 19th in Spencer. Go speech!
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Ashley Creeps and Andrew Albert.
Ashley Creeps is the youngest member of the Sexton family who has had kids at Garrigan for many years. Ashley is a very active student who especially likes music. In addition to performing in the holiday music concert, Ashley is looking forward to being part of the speech team's musical theater entry next month. She'll be off to college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future. Andrew Albert is a Whittemore native who is probably best known for his accomplishments in sports. He was part of the football team that had an undefeated regular season last fall, and this winter he's a starter on the Golden Bear basketball team. Andrew will also be a college man next fall, and we wish him all the best.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's Quiz Bowl today in Spirit Lake. Monday, we'll have the Advent Tradition Service. That night, the freshman basketball teams host Estherville, and the varsity teams play at Pocahontas.
On Tuesday, the school board meets. Then, there's a basketball quad at Humboldt that night. Then on Wednesday, we'll have the annual Christmas band concert and the art show.
Thursday morning, we'll have our school-wide Christmas liturgy at St. Cecilia's. That night, the freshman basketball team plays Algona at Burt. Friday, we'll have an early dismissal for the holidays.
Friday night, there's the traditional Bear-Bulldog Crosstown Holiday matchup. This year, the varsity games are played at Algona High, with Garrigan hosting the JV.
Finally this week, we want to give a special get-well wish to junior Jack Bradley, who was hospitalized this past week. Everyone misses you, Jack. Get back here soon.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. We'll be back with our special holiday show next Saturday, so be sure to join us then for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.